From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Environmentalists are attacking Florida sugar growers after failing to persuade state leaders to buy U.S. sugar land south of Lake Okeechobee for Everglades restoration. Amy Green reports they gathered over the weekend in West Palm Beach for a big sugar summit.
The day-long summit drew a couple hundred environmentalists and elected leaders. Mary Barley is chairwoman of the Everglades Trust. She says environmentalists want to make sugar growers' political contributions toxic.
They need to be toxic, that no elected official ever wants to take any money from them. So the bottom line is, without that, we cannot win.
Environmentalists wanted the U.S. sugar land for a reservoir, but the purchase failed to gain much support among state leaders. Discussions were on sugar growers' political influence, history in the state, and impact on the Everglades. U.S. sugar is the nation's largest producer of sugar cane. It says the land is not necessary for Everglades restoration. Amy Green in West Palm Beach.
A Moat Marine Laboratory scientist will try to find out why a type of coral in the Florida Keys is dying. Staghorn corals help create reefs and provide a critical habitat to the thousands of species that live within them. The number of these corals sharply declined over the last three decades. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaro's reports, 97% of them are gone.
Staghorn corals are brown, red, and orange. They almost look like fingers. And when there's a lot of them, they form thickets around coral reefs. But Moat Marine Lab scientist Aaron Muller says those thickets are really rare now. The National Science Foundation awarded her about $580,000 to study the corals. Within the next 5 years, Muller will plant nursery-grown staghorn corals around the Florida Keys, and she'll try to determine what makes them most resilient to diseases, high water temperatures, and ocean acidification.
I'm hopefully going to be able to take the science and apply it to increase the population and move things from a downward spiral into an upward slope.
Muller doesn't expect to accomplish this in just 5 years, but says she hopes her research can help staghorn corals in the long term. I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Fort Myers.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.